Obviously, I wasn't going to talk to you guys today, but y'all know why I'm here. Yesterday in practice, Ryan was setting on a play, pass setting on a play, and kind of felt his knee buckle a little bit. He actually played another play and then pulled himself out, said his knee was sore. We really weren't that worried last night. Everybody felt good, but we thought we'd take a look at it this morning. And unfortunately, we got some horrible news. So he's got an ACL, and we're going to get it taken care of and then make some decisions. There will be no decisions made real quickly. Just devastated just feel bad for Ryan. He's worked really hard, and he's a great, great kid, and we're counting on him. But that's challenges in this business, and we got to work through them. We got to help Ryan work through them. Players got to work through it. Coaches got to work through it, and somebody else has to step up. So, anyway, very, very tough day for me. It's even tougher for Ryan, but this football team will stay positive and keep pushing. Any questions?
Yeah, you said no immediate determination.
Yeah, obviously there's the IR designation that's always available to the football team, and so they're gonna let it calm down here for, I think, 8 to 10 days, and then go in and take care of it, and make a decision from there. So. And Ryan's got a little history of coming off of injury, so Greek has a pretty good feel of how long it would take him to do something like this. So, like I said, no decisions will be made real quick.
Gary, everybody certainly understands the next man mentality, but with so much uncertainty going into this season with your offensive line, how would you categorize how big of a blow this is?
Anytime you lose a player, it's a blow. Ryan's obviously not only a veteran player on this team, he's a leader on this team too. So, it makes it even more difficult. But if you're in this business playing, coaching, you've been around for a while, you're gonna face these very difficult things like this. And how you respond to them has a lot to do with what you end up being, what your football team ends up being. I sat 10 veterans today in practice, which I had planned to do, and I'm going to continue to do on a regular basis. And you're getting a look at the young players on your football team. So obviously up front, we got some young guys. They're going to have to be accelerate their process here, and Clancy and James will do a great job with them. Rick will do a great job with them, and it's a tough road, but it's one you got to step up, meet the challenge on, and it's our job as coaches to get that done, and the players will, I promise you, they'll give us everything they have.
Chris Clark started at left tackle for most of
the 2015,
even though he said he was going
to
be on the right
side. I think the thought right now in practice is to leave Chris on the right side. They're going to move around. Those guys have to play everywhere. We actually practiced Ty on the left today. Ty's a very athletic young man. That's a lot to ask of a very young player. But we've got a good month here of work. And sat down with Rick and Clancy this morning and James, and we felt like, let's start working him there today. So that's a process we started today. We'll see what happens. But between, he, Schofield, Chris, all those guys are going to have to be interchangeable. And we'll see what happens from there.
The fact that he played that position in college, obviously, he's played for you right out of the way.
Yeah, he's played both. Their system that they ran, he played the quick side, the strong side. So he's done both. And he's very bright. I think I've said to you guys many times, he's going to be a quick study from a football standpoint, a knowledge standpoint. And that's been evident, but it's time for him to – he's not a rookie anymore. As of today, he's about a four-year player, so got to get him going.
Coach, just to clarify, so Ryan goes down, initially didn't appear serious.
He didn't go down. He was just pass setting, and when you go back and watch the film, you can see, he's pass setting. You can see his knee kind of – he picks it up off the ground like something didn't feel right. But yet he goes back and plays the next play, and he plays the next play, and then after the next play, he pulls himself out. And that was it. We pulled him for the day. Everything was positive last night. I was worried yesterday, but after I talked to Greek yesterday evening and everybody, I felt good. And then we come in this morning, we get the MRI this morning, just for precaution, and then I'll be darned. That's the result we got. So. I can't sit here and tell you the time frame on ACLs and the I don't know. That's something Greek would have to tell you. But I think they'll know. They'll probably know pretty quick whenever they decide to do the fix, and they usually wait on the swelling to go down. They'll probably have some answers. So I get them to you as quick as I can.
A few more for the coach.
When you were saying you're moving those guys around, Ty was there today.
Yeah.
Well,
Schofield's obviously been working over there. They've kind of been bouncing back and forth, but I just think the thing to do right now and Rick can even talk about it when he comes up here. But, you know, Chris has been working on the right side. He's played a lot on that side. And then, you know, Sombrero, Ty, we felt like when we drafted Ty, he was athletic enough to play on both sides. So, you know, with the situation being that it is, and we've got, what, Rick, 9 or 10, 11, 12 more opportunities to get on the field this offseason, hey, let's do it right now. Let's put him over there. Let's see how he practices. Let's see how he does. And let's not waste any more time. So he went there today.